from the Lord. Amen. And David said, the Lord is the strength of my life. And that's where we get help from. Amen. Have your Bibles tonight. Turn with us to the 40th Psalm. Psalms 40. Psalms 40. And it's a great psalm. And we're not going to take time to read the whole 17 verses. But there's a lot of good thoughts that we could glean out of this psalm. And I'm sure some of y'all already have. But we want to start reading at verse 1. Just read three verses here. And see what the Lord has in store for us. Amen. Isn't it wonderful to know the Lord? How many of y'all saved here tonight? You know you are. Praise God. If you don't know you are, you're not. Praise God. Psalms 40 and verses 1, 2, and 3. Amen. Have it say amen. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit. Amen. And when you check that, it means a dungeon or inner prison. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay. And he set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praises unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Amen. You love God, say amen. You may be seated. Amen. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit. Amen. I want the Lord to help me tonight. I want to talk to you about up out of a horrible pit. Praise God. Amen. The words here are figurative, actually, of the state of sin and death out of which God is the only one that can save a man out of such a horrible state of sin. Amen. This is January, and a lot of folks have turned over a new leaf and said they're going to do better. But I tell you, if they don't get God's help, amen, in 2 weeks they'll be right back in the mud hole and the hog pen of this world. Amen. So it takes God to save a man. I was reading this week from this verse, and the Syriac and the Arabic translates this verse, the pit of perdition and the mud of corruption. Amen. I'm glad because I have been redeemed and saved out of the horrible pit. Amen. I was thinking this week, God not only can throw out the lifeline to us, and he does many times throws out the lifeline, amen, to those that are drowning in the sea of sin. But he does more than that to most of us. Amen. He swam out to where we were and put his big arm around us. Amen. And carefully, amen, brought us to safety, to the sand shores of God's eternal glorious salvation. Some of us, amen, were alcoholics, some drug addicts. Amen. Some spent your life in a full of lust and sin. Amen. Some, praise God, might have even been a call girl. Amen. But I want to tell you, there's no depth that what God cannot reach. Amen. When God, amen, reaches out and takes a hold of a man's or a woman's life, he saves them from that horrible pit. Praise God, the song that we sing sometime, years I spent in vanity and pride. Amen. Caring not my Lord was crucified. Knowing not it was for me he died. Praise God. Amen. At Calvary. Praise God. Then the songwriter said, mercy that was great and grace was free. Pardon. Amen. Come on here. Pardon. Amen. Amen. That was multiplied to me. Where at? At Calvary. Praise God. I'm glad that the glorious Son of God came from heaven to this old world and reached down into the pit, the horrible pit, and pulled you and me out of that miry clay. Amen. When you couldn't help yourself and you wanted to do better but couldn't because sin had its hold on you. Amen. There was a great arm from the glory world. Amen. That reached down and got a hold of you and picked you up out of that horrible pit. Praise God. And not only did he pick you up out of the horrible pit, but he put a new song in your heart. A brand new song. A song that you've never sang before. Praise God. Mercy there was great. And grace was free. And pardon there was multiplied to me. Praise God. I'm so glad for Calvary, aren't you? Amen. Amen. There's a change in your life because of Calvary. Amen. Calvary, help me here. Calvary takes the want to of sin out of your life. Amen. I want to tell you, I know we're living in a generation now. Amen. You can't hardly find anything to this generation that's sin and off limits. Amen. Come on here. You got to be liberal minded now. They say, amen, there's a bumper sticker a fella carried around on his car. Amen. The definition of a liberal, so open minded that their brains have leaked out. Amen. Can I tell you, amen, when it comes to salvation, amen, this is a straight way. This is a narrow way. This is a blood-bought way. This is a way that brought you up out of the horrible pit. Amen. Come on here. I want to tell you, when God reaches down, when you are pulled out of the horrible pit, your thinking will change. Amen. Your motives will change. Amen. If you've been hurt or bitter or mad at somebody or hate somebody, amen, all of a sudden when you get out of that horrible pit in the miry clay, amen, you'll be singing a new song. I've been redeemed. I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed by grace divine. Glory, glory, Christ is mine. Amen. Thank God, I got out of the horrible pit. When you get out of the horrible pit, you love holiness. Let me tell you a story. Amen. I heard recently, and it's so true. Amen. How many of y'all remember Charles Manson? That horrible killer. Amen. I can't remember what years were that he was a serial killer. He hated people so much. Are y'all still with me? Amen. A horrible man that he was. There was a girl that joined his group. She was a teenage girl. She was looking for something, amen, to make her happy. So she joined up with Charles Manson and his murderous group. Amen. And it was this girl by the name of Susan Atkins. Y'all still with me? Her and a young fellow by the name of Tex Watson. Amen. Penned down. Amen. Saren Tate. Amen. In a corner. If you remember the story, horrible story that it was. Amen. Saren Tate was 9 months pregnant. Amen. Expecting to deliver a child. They pinned her down in a corner and took a butcher knife and carved her guts out.
Amen. What a horrible man. Amen. In life, to live that kind of a life. Amen. Susan Atkin carved a swastika in her forehead because she wanted to be identified with Charles Manson. Amen. They finally caught him. Amen. And she went to prison. Amen. A horrible girl that she was, and all the murderous acts that she had performed. Amen. She went to prison for it. Amen. But you see, God never gives up when we give up. And in prison, she got her life turned around. Somebody told her about Jesus Christ and his saving grace. Amen. And in prison, praise God, that murderous girl, amen, Susan Atkins, got saved. Amen. She was finally executed. But before she was executed, amen, she won over 100 prisoners to Christ. Amen. He brought me up out of a horrible pit. I want to tell you, that's what God does. That's what grace does. That's what mercy does. That's what the blood of Jesus does. Woo! A horrible pit. Amen. If we had time, we could go around this congregation tonight. Amen. And we'd hear stories of what God done for your individual life and what you were. Amen. In that horrible pit. Amen. Brother Welch has got quite a testimony of God's mercy and saving grace. Amen. Some of the rest of y'all do as well. But I want to tell you, were it not for Calvary, were it not for the blood of Jesus, were it not for grace, were it not for mercy, praise God, Susan Atkins would have died without hope and without God, and 100 other prisoners would have never known about the saving grace of Christ. He brought me up out of a horrible pit. Praise God. Aren't you glad for the Lord? Amen. There's a man came home one day to his house, pulled up in his driveway, and he saw this neighbor's dog. Amen. It's a yellow Labrador retriever. Amen. His neighbor's dog was just running around in the backyard like he's crazy. He's running and jumping and barking and running and jumping and barking. Amen. And running and jumping and barking. Jumping up and down. Just like a dog was losing his mind. Amen. This man walked over to his neighbor, said, "What's wrong with that dog? That yellow, come on here, Labrador retriever, he's never acted like that before." Whoo, I'm feeling good. Somebody say hallelujah. Amen. Said, "Let me tell you the story about this dog." Amen. Amen. He said, "Now, you must understand that I've got a 7-year-old son that loves that dog more than he loves anything else. But I've got some men in the backyard, and they dug up the septic tank." Amen. Amen. "With all that filth and crud and trash, amen, and scum that you could even imagine in a septic tank. Amen. And my 7-year-old boy was playing with a dog, and he let him off the leash, and that dog ran around the house chasing a squirrel. Amen. And when he come around the corner of the house, he couldn't stop, and he fell in that filth, in that septic system. Amen. That boy said, "Daddy, Daddy, amen, get him out." And that great God, I'm feeling the Holy Ghost. And Daddy said, "If you love that dog like you say you love him, you get him out." And the boy put a ladder down in that filth. Amen. Scum. Amen. Down in the septic system. Amen. Come on, are y'all still with me? And that 7-year-old boy climbed down that ladder in that filth. And he wrapped his arm around that filthy dog. Amen. That was, are y'all still with me? Amen. Wrapped up in all that trash and scum. Amen. And waste. say, come on. And the dog at first being scared and frantic, he must start nipping and biting at his boy. Amen. He said it didn't stop the boy. The boy just grabbed him around his stomach. Amen. While that dog was still nipping with all of his filth and scum, brought him up. Great God, come on here. While the dog was still nipping at him, Haman took him over to the water fountain. Haman washed him off, got him clean. Haman, when that dog, great God, when that dog found out that he wasn't going to hurt him, Haman, he licked him on his face. Haman, and he's jumping up and down, and he's running around. He's so glad to be clean. That's the way we were in this world of filth and sin. But God's Son so loved us that he came down to this dirty old world and put his big arm around us and brought us up out of the horrible pit. Lift your hands and give God praise. Woo! You want to know why I go to church? Well, I'll take a spell and run around the pulpit. Amen. He brought me up out of that horrible pit. Amen. I'm glad to be clean. I'm glad to be sanctified. I'm glad to be holy. I'm glad to be redeemed. Woo! Woo! That's because of Calvary. God so loved us. You rotten, dirty rascal. And while you was nipping at the Lord and talking bad about heaven, amen, he put his big arm around you in that filth of this world. Praise God. I'm going to clean you up. I'm going to, great God, I'm going to sanctify you. I'm going to put my name in your life. Woo! Hallelujah. That's what the Lord does for us. He rolled up his sleeves and came down and picked us up, washed us in his precious blood. That's the reason I go to camp meeting and shout. That's the reason I go to the house of God and run like a madman. I've been washed. I'm just glad to be fit. Amen. Clean of the filth. Amen. He brought me up out of a horrible pit. Only he can do that. Everybody stand. Glory. I'm so glad for his redeeming grace, his blessed mercy. And while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. Aren't you glad you washed? Aren't you glad he didn't mind getting himself dirty? He that knew no sin would made sin that we might become partakers of the righteousness of God. Oh, amen, Brother Brady. I'm so glad. Amen, that he washed me. Amen, he sanctified me. He cleansed me. Amen, he took, glory to God. Amen, that precious soap of Calvary. Amen. Come on here. Amen. And washed us clean as nobody else could ever do. Amen. Come on, let's pray. I don't know what he's done for you, but I know what he's done for me. Praise be to the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah! Glory!
Glory to God. Bless the name of the Lord. His redeeming grace. Divine mercy.
If he can save Susan Atkins, he can save anybody. We're redeemed by his blessed mercy. Praise God. Sing, Marcia. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You're so gracious.
In chains of sin.
Oh, God, you're so gracious. You so loved us.
He came to me.
You washed us.
Possessed.
You came down to this filthy world. Oh, God, not minding or paying attention to the filth and scum. Wrapped your big arms around us. Drew us near to Calvary. Oh, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
In his sweet love, I now abide.
Oh, yes.
He came
to me. Yes, he did. He came to me.
He came to
Lord Jesus.
When I could not come to where he was, he came to me.
Praise God, praise God.
Oh, that's why he died.
Oh, that's why he died. That's why he died.
On Calvary.
Thank God.
When I could not come.
When I could not come to where he was. He came. He came to me. Praise the wonderful name of the Lord.
The gulf that separated me from Christ our Lord. It was so vast, the crossing, I could never ford. From where I was to his demand, it seemed so far. I cried, Lord, I cannot come to where you are. But he came to me. When I could not come to where he was, he came to me. That's why he died on Calvary. When I could not come to where he was, he came to me.